Well, good morning, everyone. This is your first time. Welcome to Grow Point Davao. My name is Mark. I'm one of the pastors here, and we are continuing our series on Paul's letter to the Ephesians. So if you had your Bible this morning, would you turn your Bible with me to the New Testament? And it is the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Kung naka sa tunga-tunga, layo na kay ka. Psalms na na, okay? Direra na dapit sa kilid. Ephesians. Okay? Wala may Bible. I hope na may someone sa inyong side makashare sa inyo. Or you can use your app in your phone as long as dilira ka mag-internet. Right? And we can show you the references of the verses as well on the screen later on. But Ephesians is our book today. Okay? But there's no specific passage because what I'm going today is actually to preach the whole Ephesians in one message, in one sermon. Okay? That's the goal today. Right? Let me begin by saying this. To be good at something, you must master the basics. Do you believe me? If you want to be good at something, you must master the basics. Why? Because the basics are fundamental. Pwede ipa-lower gamay ako ang volume because gaiko gamay. Okay? The basics are fundamental. The word fundamental means central or primary rule or principle on which something is based. That's why basics are very important because mao ni siyang core, mao ni siyang central. Nga i-build nimo ang usa ka butang para mo progress ka, para mo move on ka. For example, if you want to develop your reading and comprehension skills, of course, you need first to learn how to read. Right? In order to learn how to read, you need to learn how? You need to learn the basics, vocabulary, and you need to learn letters like ABC. Those things are what we call fundamental, the basic things you need to learn first in order to move on and progress later, right? You don't skip or ignore or neglect fundamentals. Rather, you master, and then as you master, you build upon it. It's very important if you're going to learn a skill. For example, right now, I'm not so athletic, but I'm trying to learn about running. Okay, I've been having exercise about running. At first, to be honest, in the past, I don't like running. I hate running because when I was in elementary school, nag-run me sa among Boy Scouts, and pag-run na ako, wala ko'y idea about running. Nag-run ko, anya, wala kay ko'y tulog ato nga time. And nahitabos ako, nag-dizzy ko, and actually, I was so nauseated, and to be honest, I was traumatized, and I don't like running. But later on, I was introduced in a video about the benefits of running. You know, I'm 36 years old right now, and 36 years old is slowly getting to the feeling of being an adult. And kabalo ka na, na kay ma-feel sa imong body and there's something wrong. I'm living a sedentary lifestyle and I realize, you know what? Wala kay ko exercise and I think I need to have exercise. And I was watching a video and it says that if you are very sedentary, actually imong lifespan nag-shorten. And you need to run. You know, and I was so intrigued and I was so motivated and captivated about the benefits of running, the cardiovascular health, usually, ato mga sakit, usually is heart disease, right? And I was so intrigued about that. I watched this video about the benefits of running. And actually, when I tried running, I experienced the immediate benefits because I'm struggling with insomnia. I struggle with sleeping. And every time I run, it helps me sleep well. And it gives me mental clarity when I'm stressed out about my work, about projects, about ministry. When I run, it gives me like, I know it's a little bit tedious when you run, but after that, the benefits of it, there's mental clarity. And so I get the benefits. And later on, I discovered that before you go into running, there are basic things you need to learn, like the importance of stretching so that dili ka ma-injure or anything, kinahanglan ka mag-stretch. And later on, I discovered that there are types of running. Sometimes we think running is easy, right? Now, muran ra ka. No, there are actually types of running. Like there are what we call speed run, easy run, tempo run, and long distance easy run. Now, you vary your run every day. And I realized this. I thought sa una mag-run ra ka. Then I realized that if vary ni muna, and if you have certain goal, you have certain run dapat ni mo i-master. Okay? And later on, ako po na-realize na naay mga heart rate zone. If you want to lose weight, naay ginatawag nilang a zone 2 kind of running, the aerobic base or the tempo kind of run, and so on and so forth. Dili na ako na-ikuan, kay boring na kayo na sa inyo, right? But the point is that if you wanna enjoy certain skill, if you wanna develop certain skill, you need to learn the basics, right? You don't skip, you don't neglect, you don't mean ka, ay, di na kuha na mamina because basic na. No, even though maayo na kaana, you still know that basics are important. You still acknowledge that, okay? Because you cannot move on if you don't master the basics. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because the letter of Paul to the Ephesians is actually a basic instruction, okay? A basic instruction or manual to all believers in order how to instruct us how to live the Christian life. In other words, Ephesians is a guide or manual for the basic things that Christians should know and also do as they follow their crucified, risen, and exalted Messiah. In other words, this is something that you need to master. This is not something that you neglect. This is something you build upon in your life. Basic things. Okay? Si Paul, gihatag niya ni. We learned last time that Paul is writing to the churches in Asia Minor. That this is not just an Ephesian letter, but it is a circular letter written to the churches surrounding the Ephesian region, or what we called Asia Minor. There are a lot of churches that Paul is trying to follow up and disciple. This is kind of their manual, what it means to follow Christ. Okay? If you are new, for example, in a certain skill, kinahanglan kag instruction, kinahanglan kag manual. So unsaon ni, right? Unsay first thing na akong buhaton. And if you're new in following Christ, you need to be instructed, right? Dili pwedeng maglantaw-lantaw ra gani ka, magsuwid-suwid ka, kinahanglan kag instruction before you do something. The same truth is in Christian life. How to be an effective Christian, how to grow in your life, how to draw closer in your relationship with God. You need instruction, a basic instruction or fundamental instruction in order to successfully do that. Right? You agree with me? Okay, and that's the purpose of the whole book of Ephesians. To master the basic. Can you say the word master the basics? Really begin. Master the basics. The question then that is beholden for us is that, what are those basic things that I need to learn, I need to master in my walk with God? Because if I'm going to successfully follow Jesus as my Lord, as my master, if I'm going to grow as His disciples, what are those basic things that I need to learn? Well, I'm going to give you three things, and this is the summary, the overall structure of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Three things. Okay, there's three messages or three statements that I would like to give you in order to summarize Ephesians. These are the three things. First, know your wealth. Okay, that is the message or the summary of chapter 1 and chapter 3. Second is practice your walk. That is chapter 4, verse 1, and then until chapter 6, verse 9. And lastly, engage your warfare, chapter 6, verses 10 to 24. And that is the basic summary of the whole structure of Ephesians. All right? So let's begin with basic principle number one. Master the basic. What is the basic principle number one? Know your wealth. I believe we can look at chapters 1 to 3 from that perspective. Now, when I say wealth, bahandi, riches, I'm not talking about material or financial wealth in this context, okay? Because that is not the context of Paul is talking about. Basig makaingon mo, ay, nindot jud mo follow ni Jesus, no? Kaya naadyo yung wealth. That is not what Paul is talking here. Paul is talking about wealth that is much more important than earthly or financial wealth. He is talking about riches and blessings that no money, no fame, no human power can buy. He's talking about the gospel riches in Christ that we receive when we put our faith in Christ. And no amount of gold and silver and diamonds and money can buy that in the world. But it's been given to you once you put your trust in Christ Jesus. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, for example. Paul begins in this verse, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Why? Because He has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Notice the word, He has blessed us. If you are a believer, if you put your faith in Christ, you have been blessed. You're not trying to earn that blessing. It's already done to you. You have been blessed. How many blessings, Paul? Paul says, every spiritual blessings. What's the word every? Everything. All of it has been poured out in your life. Amazing. And Paul then talks about, because we're going to talk about this next week, okay? So, dili na ako na i-deeper, okay? I'm just summarizing. So, if I'm not deepening a little bit, because we are having a series, right? So, I'm going to give you a summary. After Paul is talking about this blessing, he enumerate actually in the remaining verses of chapter 1, 3 forward. He talks about the blessings of, for example, in verse 4, he talks about the blessings of election, that you've been elected or chosen by God before the foundation of the world in Christ. He talks about in verse 5, the blessing of adoption, that you're adopted in God's family, from this family of darkness to the family of light, from the kingdom of God. In verse 7, the blessing of redemption, that you've been redeemed because you are in prison of sin. And in verse 7b, the blessing of forgiveness, that all of your sin, past, present, and future, has been canceled. And he talk about in verse 9, the blessings of knowledge and insight about the plan of God for this world. Nakay idea, because you are a child of God. In verse 11, the blessing of inheritance, that you have a future inheritance beyond this world that you can look forward to. In verse 13, he's talking about this last blessing called the sealing of the Holy Spirit in your life, which is the guarantee of these promises to be fulfilled in your life. That's blessing upon blessing, church. That's something that you could burst out in doxological praise to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's what it means to be a Christian. You are so richly blessed. And so know your wealth. That's the point of Paul. He was bursting out because he realized of this amazing, glorious blessing. In verse 6, naa siya mga chorus or refrain. He's singing actually in this chapter 1. And yung mga chorus is in verse 6, niyong siya, to the praise of His glorious grace. Oh, God has blessed us to the praise of His glorious grace. Verse 12, niyong siya, to the praise of His glory. It's amazing, right? He is bursting out in praise. He's bursting out in worship because he realized, oh, we are so blessed. Did you realize that? Did you realize that being a Christian is a privilege? It's something that you're not worthy to be, but the Lord made you a Christian. Super blessed. Hindi ka super shy. Super blessed. Okay? Chapter 1, verse 15. Move on. After that, after he enumerated all this blessing in verses 15 in chapter 1 to 23, Paul then prays that, say in prayer, that God may give us, as a believer, the spirit of wisdom and spirit of revelation in the knowledge of God, having the eyes of our hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you. What's the word? The riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe. What Paul is saying here, I want you to know, I'm praying that God will open your eyes, that the scale, that the blindness of your eyes might be open, and nakay aha moment, nakay eureka moment, may go, wow, is that it? Paul is saying that this is not a matter of IQ. This is not a matter of being intelligent. This is a matter of divine illumination, that your mind, that your eyes might be open to see how richly blessed you are in Jesus. Amen? Still enjoying so far? All right. After that, in chapter 2, he reminds us once again of this immeasurable riches of grace in our salvation when we put our faith in Christ. He reminds us in chapter 2 of our former status before God, that when you are not yet a believer, you are actually not just poor, but dead. Okay? You're not just spiritual poor, you are dead. You are a corpse, rotten, unable to please God. Baho! Patay, baho man na, di ba? unable to worship God on your own unless God, in His grace, resurrected you with His power, made you born again for His glory. Cannot please God on your own. And verse 8 and 9, niyon si po, God, but God, in His grace, save us through our faith in Christ Jesus. Not only He save us, in verse 6, back down, verse 6 in chapter 2, not only He save us, but niyon din sa chapter 2, verse 6, that He seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ. That's very important. We must remember that salvation, being a Christian, is not just going to heaven when you die. Maamong ganyan usahay, no? Limited kaya ito ang pagsabot sa gospel. Atong pagsabot sa gospel is that, matay ko, wado kong langit, pastor, praise God. Really? That's not what the gospel that Paul is declaring. Paul says, you're not just forgiven. You're not just redeemed. You are seated in the heavenly places. And we're gonna talk about that word, not in the sermon, but later on. Kung sibot pa sa botana. You're seated in this realm, in this invisible realm with Christ, exalted with Christ. As Christ is exalted, you are seated with Him because He has all the power and authority, and you have that as well because you are in Him. And that is what Paul is saying. You're not just saved, you are made royalty in the kingdom of God. You have all the resources and the blessings. You know, how many of you would feel privileged to be seated with a famous person or a powerful person? Example, imong tupad sa lunch or buffet kay si president, you know? Or a famous person that you like. May ka privilege kayo, tapad dyan mo, di ba? Kabalokan sa imong buhat, magpa-selfie din ka, di ba? Because this is wow, this is a once in a lifetime kind of a moment. Picture ta, sir. Because we feel privileged with these people that are higher than us. Listen, you're not just seated with someone famous in this world. You are seated with someone that is Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And He has a name above every name, and all the tribes and people in all generations will one day bow down to Him, but you are seated with Him. That is a great picture that you should not forget, Christians. You are richly blessed. Wala na ginagamagama ni Paul para rating courage. This is a fact. This is a reality. Whether you believe it or not, it's true. And Paul says, you should know this. Then this is the Christian life. And he ends in chapter 3. Let's look at chapter 3, verse 14 to 19. I'm back to gamay. In chapter 3, verse 14 to 19, Paul is praying again. Nag-pray siya chapter 1. And then sa chapter 3, nag-pray na po siya. So Paul is saying, he's worshiping, he's praying, he's discussing, he's worshiping, and he's praying. It's like, wow, Paul is doing here. In 3, 14, 19, he's praying once again that we can comprehend nga masabta nato with all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth, to know the love of Christ that what? Surpasses knowledge, and that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul was saying, I just want you to know. I want you to know. I want you to get it. Because if you get it, it will get you. You know? It would change your life. This reality. And after that prayer, Paul, he again burst out in worship. After he prayed, he worshiped in verses 20 to 21 in chapter 3. This is a doxological endpoint. It is in the beginning of chapter 1, I'm saying, he blessed God. He worshiped God, right? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blesses us with every spirit of blessing. And in the last chapter of chapter 3, he blesses God. How does he bless his God? It's a doxology. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be what? Glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. That's inclusio. But pasubutana, ang ending, ang beginning corresponds with the ending. But Paul is saying, he's just saying, I want you to get this. I want you to worship God because you are so richly blessed. Know your wealth. You have a ginormous wealth that you receive when you put your faith in Christ Jesus. My friend, if you profess to be a believer, do you know how blessed you are? Are you overwhelmed? Are you like Paul, that Paul cannot stop praying and cannot stop worshiping God because he is just bursting out of this amazement that I'm so blessed? Are you like that? Do you understand what you receive in Christ Jesus? Or you're taking it for granted? Or you're not, you don't know. You're ignorant. You think, ah, Christian, maturo kag church. Ingana ra kay mong kinabuhi, maningkamot ka kay Kristohanon daw lisod. You know? Or are you overwhelmed by these glorious facts about who you are in Christ Jesus? Do you know that your spiritual riches and resources are available for you in Christ Jesus at your disposal? Do you know that your privileged position as a believer, you are seated with Him in the heavenly places? That has, na ba na impact sa mong kinabuhi? And I don't want you to be ignorant about it. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Peter, in echoing with this truth, ngayon siya, si Peter, His divine power, God's divine power, has granted us, how many? All things that pertain to life and godliness. How much does God give in order that you could successfully grow as a Christian? How much? Everything. Meaning, walay pagkukulang si Lord sa iyo para ka maging successful sa iyong paging disciple. Amen? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not what? Want. I'm not lacking anything. Why? Because the Lord provided everything for me to live the Christian life. Amen? That's a Christian life, folks. God gives you everything you need. You lack nothing in living the Christian life. But if you don't know that, of course, it will hinder you because what you don't know will hurt you or hinder you eventually. Okay? Knowledge, according to our late friend Ernie Baron, is power. Knowledge is the key. It's power. That's why ninyo si Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, he's commanding Christians, grow. He's commanding you, grow. In other words, dili ni automatic atong growth. Dili pareha kung typically in a human way, baby ka, mag-grow man juga. But in a spiritual way, it's commanded. Because dili automatic yung spiritual growth. You need to be intentional in your spiritual growth. Grow! In what? In the grace. And not just in the grace, but in the what? Knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You must know. You must grow in your knowledge in the Lord and in the Scripture. And this is why, folks, good theology and sound biblical doctrine matters a lot. Knowing the Word of God, studying the Word of God intentionally because this is God's revelation, is very vital and important in your spiritual growth. Christian life, you cannot grow and you cannot be an effective follower of Jesus neglecting this in your life. You cannot. And some churches would say, well, theology, doctrine, dili man na importante, pastor. Ang importante, Jesus. Unsa man si Jesus? How do you know Jesus? Through theology. How do you grow your knowledge in Jesus? Through biblical doctrine. Whether you like it or not, kanang principle nga mingon, adi na may kinahanglan og doctrine og theology, pastor. Kanang statement is a doctrine itself. Let me tell you, doctrine is important. Knowing the Word and studying the Word is important. God gave us a gift to know Him. He inspired it through the Holy Spirit. Do not neglect it in your life. There's no other way. There's no shortcut. I hope na appeals. Iatag si Lord nga kung imong itake, what na, mag-grow na ka. Okay? I hope. Tingana. But it's not. God wants you to have this discipline and commitment. And by God's grace, He gives you the grace and the power to be disciplined. So that as you engage Him with your Word, you know Him. And as you know Him deeper, your worship is deeper, your faith is deeper, your life will change. The way you live, the way you manage your finances, the way you manage your marriage, the way you interact with your colleagues in your workplace, it will change. And it's not because you're trying hard, it's because you know God. And you know God because you study His Word. It's very, very important. Guys, dili ni pa bright. Ngayon sila ka ng doctrine theology para bright raman na pastor. No! God wants us to know Him. He gives us scriptures. He gave us this letter of Paul to the Ephesians so that we can be knowledgeable of the resources and the riches that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen? We need that. Okay? What you don't know, if you don't know this, imagine wala kabaluan ng mga butang. It will hinder your Christian life. You know, I realized na butang wala na ko ang akong pagkahibalo diya sa Ginoo, no, progressive. The more I know Him, the more I grow my love for the Lord and my faith in the Lord. And if you don't know something, it will hinder you. Ignorance is not blessed, my friend. Ignorance is blessed. No. Ignorance is not blessed. Sometimes ignorance can really hurt you. There's a story of an old couple na nag-save sila silang money, silang retirement money, para makasakay sila sa cruise ship. Are you familiar with cruise ship? Usually, it's like 3 to 4 days or 9 to 7 days nga ship. And within the cruise ship, naanay mga dagang mga kalingawan diya. Okay? You can, you know, swim, you can play, naay casino, naay marble. It's a big ship. And it's for, it's like if you're a tourist and you want to enjoy, you can go to the cruise ship. And so, kaning old couple, nag-save sila. It's like a large portion of the retirement money in order to buy the ticket. So, nag-buy sila ticket. And then, they get the ticket and they stay and they enjoyed. Enjoy nila. Imagine naman sa cruise ship, na-enjoy sila. But problem is, every time naikaon, like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, dili sila mo show up sa buffet. They just went, this old couple just went into the room and then, dili sila magpakita. Ayun lang ginabuhat niya, nasa balon. Biscuits and food. Dito rin sila kakaon. Sila. And every time mahuman ang lunch, mahuman ang dinner, magawa sila. Okay? And pagawas nila, and they do it in like successive days. And in the last day of the cruise ship, actually, na ilang friend na meet nila sa cruise ship, na realize nila, anong every time mga haon ta, mga ito mo sa inyong kwarto. And then the woman sheepishly, shyly says, you know what? Because the money that we can just afford is just to buy the ticket to be with this cruise ship. And his friend says, are you kidding me? You're joking, right? No, it's not. His friend says, do you realize that when you buy this ticket, included in the ticket is all the breakfast and lunch and buffet? Are you kidding me? And when they realize, kakabulo ka, ilang last day, you know, adu sila sa buffet, you know? Because they realize, the next, listen. What you don't know will hurt you. What you don't know will hurt you. If you're ignorant of something, you cannot enjoy that. If I've given you a gift and dili ka kabalo unsa ako na paggamit, you cannot enjoy that, right? That's why you should know your wealth in Christ Jesus. And many Christians live like a pauper, live like this old couple, sheepishly shy, because they never realize of the abundant grace that God has poured out in their life. Okay? You can be a Christian right now and live in a constant guilt without appropriating the fact that God's grace is greater than your shame and your failures and your sin. Where sin abound, grace much more abound. Why would you continue to live in guilt? Because you're ignorant? Or you're ignoring the reality of the riches that you have in Christ? You don't have to live in self-pity. You know, you are seated in the heavenly places with Christ. Why are you like that? Pastor, grabe jud akong kinabuhi ro, no? I live like, you know, I have all constant worry and fear. If the Lord is your shepherd, why are you like that? See, you have all the wealth. God has provided everything for you. He provided His Son for you. If He give you His Son, hindi mo siya kahatag og bugas imo. Ano mo siya makahatag og trabaho sa imo kung nangita ka? You see, you can trust God. You can call to Him in prayer because He's your Father. Whatever your struggle right now, you don't have to remain in that because God provided everything. You don't have to remain in guilt and shame. Ako na-emphasize, no? Because dagan kay mga Christians in the past, nga, okay kay sila, nagsugod sila, nag-church sila diri, you know, enjoy sila. Then later on, wala na sila nag-church. Kabalo ko ang say, usually reason wala sila nag-church, naa sila yung mga failure, naa sila yung shame, and tungkol sa kaulaw, they stop following Jesus Christ. Is that the way you look at the Christian life? Ang grasya ra ba sa Ginoo is na ako magsimba ka? Ang grasya ra sa Ginoo na ara ba kung okay kay mong performance? Whether you perform naman, God's grace is always available. That's why you need to always do the will of God. Why? Because whether you are imperfectly doing the will of God, God's grace is always sufficient to lift you up where you are right now. What is your feeling? What is your struggle? Where your God's grace is hovering over you, flowing like a river. His mercy is new every morning. You know why it's new? Because it's sufficient for your everyday failures and sin, so that you can continue to walk for Jesus. Amen? Know your wealth, beloved. Know your wealth. Don't live in guilt. Don't live in constant shame and failure. You know, you don't have to live in the hurt and the prison of bitterness. Kunai someone who hurt you. Why? Because the Holy Spirit gives this abundant riches of His love poured out into your heart so that you can able to forgive because you have been forgiven. You have the wealth of forgiveness. Why? You've been forgiven so much. How many times do you sin every day? Hindi na makwenta. And how much did God forgive you? He forgave you past, present, and future. That is riches. And if you've been forgiven much, you should forgive much. You didn't have to live in the prison of bitterness and hurts. Do you know how blessed you are? Do you know how much blessed you are? I hope you know. I hope you say, wow, ganaan sa gunung palo sa Ginoo. Why? Because I'm so privileged to be a Christian. I cannot imagine not being a follower of the Lord. Talaga, salamat, Lord. Yanabay mo every day that you wake up. Lord, salamat, I know you. Salamat of your word. Salamat, I can worship you. It's so privileged, Lord. Because I'm richly blessed. These are the riches that no money of this world cannot buy. Can you buy forgiveness? Can you buy redemption? Can you buy your future inheritance in heaven? I don't care how millionaire you are. I don't care how much money, accomplishment you are. You cannot buy this. Jesus even says, what profit a man if he gain the whole world, lose his soul, right? These things that God give you freely is immeasurable. But you have that. So know your wealth. Secondly, basic principle number two, practice your walk. Practice your walk. Okay? You don't just know your wealth, you need to practice that wealth, that walk. Okay? I love how Paul progressively arranged this letter. Grabe ka progressive yung pag-arrange niya. The first step, sa buhato na do, it's like a ladder. Think about ladder. First step, and the next step builds up to the first step, right? It's progressive. So the first step is know your wealth. The riches, the abundant grace that we have in Christ Jesus. The next step is not only it's not enough to know what you have, you need also to live out. Because God has given you the resources, now you can live that what God has called you to do. Okay? Practice your walk. You cannot practice your walk unless you know your wealth. Okay? Ma-prostrate ka kung wala ka balo mo, naaday ka ana. You say, you cannot really obey God unless you know the riches of the gospel. That's why you need to understand the gospel. You need to understand what it means to be in Christ. And you cannot proceed to the walk unless you know the wealth that you have in Christ Jesus. So, you cannot give what you do not have. You cannot love others unless you are loved, right? You cannot forgive unless you are forgiven. You cannot be gracious to others unless God has been so gracious in your life. Okay? As humans, we are what we call naturally responder. We respond to something. Our worship is a response to what God has done for us. Okay? When you understand what God has done for you, you can worship. You don't try to pretend to worship. Naturally, worship will flow out as you understand what God has done for you. So the question is, what should be the proper response for us to this enormous wealth of grace that God has poured out into our life? What should be our proper response? Well, let's look at chapter 4, verse 1. In chapter 4, verse 1, in Ephesians, okay, Paul is saying here, I, what's the word? Therefore. What's the word? Therefore. In other words, in light of what I'm saying about the wealth, the riches in Christ Jesus, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to what? Walk. It's the word. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Paul is saying, okay, actually, in chapter 1, 2, and 3, walay command si Paul. There's no imperative in that chapters. Walay specific command po. Because what Paul is interested in chapter 1, 2, and 3 is knowledge. Should know this before you do anything. Now, after you know this, you must walk. How do I walk in a manner worthy of the one that calls you? You live your life in alignment to the God who is so gracious to you, to save you. Okay? I like how many times the Apostle Paul uses the word walk in this section. In verse and chapter 4, verse 17. Jump with me in verse 17. Tingnan si Paul. Now, this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. In other words, okay, walk a worthy walk, and then don't walk like a Gentile. Don't walk like a person who doesn't know God, because you already know God in Christ Jesus. Don't be like an unbeliever. Don't be like a pagan. Make your lifestyle different from the people who don't know God. And in verse and chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, another walk, tingnan si Paul, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and verse 2, and walk in love. So it's a loving walk. As Christ loved us, He gave Himself for us as a fragrant offering sacrifice to God. So not only you walk different, but you walk lovingly. Love should ooze out in your life because you've been loved by God. The Holy Spirit has been in your heart shedding the love of God in your heart. So you can love God, you can love the people around you because God is in you. Okay? And then I another kind of walk in chapter 5, verse 15 to 16. Paspas na ha? So paspas yun yung mata dapat, okay? Chapter 5, verse 15 to 16. Ngayon si Paul, look carefully then how you walk. How should you walk? Not as unwise, but as? Oh, so it's a wisdom walk. It's a wise walk that you need to live as a Christian. So we can summarize the walk of a Christian as Paul in this section shows us in verse 1, chapter 4, worthy walk. 4, 17, different walk. 5, 1 to 2, wise walk. And we can look at Ephesians 5, 18 until chapter 6, verse 9 as a spirit-filled, submissive walk. Because he talks about being filled with the Spirit that results in submission in marriage, the husband and wife, in parenting, the employee and employer. It's a whole kind of lifestyle. Okay? It's a whole kind of lifestyle living as a new creation in Christ Jesus. It's a new walk. Okay? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is an invitation to a new kind of walk. You are saved by grace, but the grace that saves you will change the way you live. You cannot say, I encountered the God of grace and then remain the same. You cannot remain the same. Change your life. Okay? Kung tinuod ka ng Kristiyano, tinuod ka na kay pagtuo ni Hesus Kristo sa imong kinabuhi, mausab ang imong kinabuhi. Exod. Kung huwag ka usbanan, ay, go back to the gospel. Make sure you understand the gospel. Okay? Because the gospel of grace will change your life. Your values are being changed by the gospel. Okay? Sa una, wala pa kay pakialam sa Bible. Di jud ka mabasa, wala kay pakialam, di ka ganahan, antay ka. Pero now that you've been born again in your heart, you've been regenerated, your mind is being renewed by the gospel, kabalo ka? The moment you become a Christian, there's a hunger in your heart. You wanna learn more. Balaga struggle pa kagamay, but there's an interest in your heart. Kanang interest is the prana of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Your values has changed. Are your values changed? Your perspective about life are changed as well by the gospel. Sa una, imong priority is just having a money and material thing is everything. Karon, imong priority is serving Jesus and knowing Jesus is the most important thing in your life. Is that your perspective? See, that should be your perspective because that is the evidence of a biblical conversion. That is the evidence that you really know the gospel. You know God. It's a new walk. Now you know the gospel. So it's an invitation to a walk. It's a new creation walk. In that kind of walk, Jesus is the center. Jesus is the goal. So in that walk, the ultimate goal for that walk is becoming like Jesus. Okay? Christ is the center. Christ is Lord. And you walk towards that. You submit your finances. You submit your fitness, dating, marriage, relationship, workplace, vocation, life plans, goals, etc., etc., all area of your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's how you walk. Okay? Dili pwede nga mayon kang Lord, Sunday ka, pero Monday, ako, anani, okay? Or Lord,